I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on beach closures in Gary. Saliva tests for the coronavirus are available in Valparaiso, and we remember former Governor Joe Kernan. Gary Mayor Jerome Prince on Tuesday ordered the closure of Gary's beaches for 2 weeks beginning today because of a rise in coronavirus cases in the city. In a news release, the mayor said he instituted a plan to keep the beaches open with social distancing guidelines, but Gary Health Commissioner Dr. Roland Walker recommended the beaches be closed to effectively control the inundation of parks by residents and visitors. The mayor says, quote, "We continue to see almost daily double-digit increases in our new COVID-19 positive cases in Gary," end quote. Prince's orders to close the beaches and their parking lots, as well as Marquette's shelters and parking, will close the park itself. The park itself will remain open for walking and cycling with appropriate social distancing. Other Gary parks will remain open. Having a swab stuck up one's nose is not the only way to get the test for the coronavirus. Great Lakes Laboratories in Valparaiso is believed to be the only laboratory in the area offering the saliva test for COVID-19. The company's done years of work for the criminal justice system and DNA testing to provide information about how prescription drugs would interact with a person's genetic makeup. That testing provided the Great Lakes Labs entry into the COVID-19 testing market. President and CEO Michelle Volk says they already had the equipment, so they got involved right away. A federal court judge placed a one-year term of probation on a Portage woman who embezzled money from Gary's financially troubled Genesis Center. Judge Teresa Springman handed down the sentence on 52-year-old Victoria Wilson, who pleaded guilty to using her position as bookkeeper and interim executive director of the city-owned convention center between March and October of 2017 to steal some of its revenue. She could have faced 10 years in prison. A co-worker, 62-year-old Deborah Black, awaits sentencing next month of charges that she stole more than $16,000 from the Genesis Center in 2017 as well. Former Governor Joseph Kernan passed away in South Bend after a lengthy illness at 74 years old today. His distinguished career began as a Navy lieutenant. He and his co-pilot were shot down while on reconnaissance missions over North Vietnam in 1972. He spent 11 months as a POW in Hanoi, including the infamous Hanoi Hilton Prison. He came home to go into business and got into local politics, serving three terms as South Bend's mayor. In 1996, Frank O'Bannon, who was running for governor, asked Kernan to join him on the ticket as the candidate for lieutenant governor. O'Bannon and Kernan were elected in November of that year. The team of O'Bannon and Kernan won re-election 4 years later in 2000. When Governor O'Bannon died unexpectedly of a stroke in Chicago in 2003, Kernan was sworn in as governor. After retiring from politics, he came home to South Bend to businesses, including as the owner of a local baseball team. Kernan continued to work as an adjunct professor at the University of Notre Dame and through his own consulting firm until his death today. Funeral arrangements are pending. Current Governor Eric Holcomb says through his decades of servant leadership and sacrifice, Joe Kernan modeled all of the best of what it means to be a Hoosier, and his legacy will continue to live on in each of us whom he inspired. In sports, the 4-1 Cubs take on the 1-4 Cincinnati Reds at 5:40 in Game 3 of their four-game series today. And the last place, yes, last place, Chicago White Sox at 1-4 look to avoid getting swept out of Cleveland by the first place 4-1 Indians at 5:10 this afternoon. The Oilmen victorious yesterday, moving to 14-7 on the season, but still in second place, take on the MCL Minutemen at 2 o'clock today. The Minutemen are 8-14. Notre Dame will have to wait to find out its 2020 season plans in the Atlantic Coast Conference. A person involved in the situation says ACC university presidents will delay voting on a revised football schedule for the league when they meet Wednesday. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because the ACC had not yet publicly revealed its plans. ACC athletic directors have been working on schedule models to accommodate potential COVID-19 disruptions. The models include 10 conference games and one non-conference, or 8 conference games and one non-conference game. They also include Notre Dame playing as a full-fledged member for 2020, though there were financial considerations still to be worked out. And the Indianapolis Indians baseball team says they will form a committee to consider changing the team's longtime name. Team officials say the name is derived from Indiana, which translates to Land of the Indians, and the city name, which translates to City of Indians. It has been used since 1902. The team is the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is the most recent sports franchise with a Native American name to consider a change amid criticism that the names are insensitive or racist. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 o'clock, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 67. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 80. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 81, and Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 81. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Kevin Driscoll as he gets you the latest news, traffic, and information relevant to Northwest Indiana. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.